Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning. Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 right here on KTX 97.7, KWBY 98.5. Terry Slavens with you. And as always, joined by Angela Kennedy Robinson. A very good morning to you, ma'am.
Good morning. And happy end of the month. Here we are. Or if you're listening Saturday, happy 1st of February.
Can you believe?
No.
January is in the books.
I know. It was a rat race for us. Typically, January is a slower month, but not this year.
Not this year.
By any means.
Good.
So,
that's
yes.
Good. Off to a good start.
It is off to a good start.
The market's off to a good start.
And our president is off to a start.
Depends on who you ask.
That's right. He's definitely shaking some business and ruffling some feathers. There's no grass
growing under his feet right now.
That is exactly right. So anyway, let's diverge onto the subject today. Here we are at the end of the month, at the beginning of February. And, you know, something we often don't do is we don't go back and talk about what we thought about at the beginning of the month. And that's our resolutions. Maybe it's because we're fearful. Maybe it's because we didn't get anything done.
Don't like to admit failure.
Right? Maybe it's because we just are negative about the whole situation by now. But I want to help you revitalize that a little bit.
Okay.
I got a great article from a magazine called Fast Start. And this, if you don't have this magazine, I think it's a great magazine. It's kind of a motivational magazine, one of a kind. And they talk a lot about entrepreneurs and different people that have just made it in life, right? And really, the magazine's about their failures, not about all their successes, which is really great because we all fail a lot.
You know, one of the most famous people that failed a lot, Abraham Lincoln.
That's right. Abraham Lincoln. And how many times did it take Thomas Edison to try to get that light bulb working? I forget.
Perseverance.
That's right. But we forget about that. You know, we often think, okay, I'm superhero on January 1st and I can get everything accomplished that I want to get accomplished. Well, it's just simply not true. Well, that's what this article kind of just made me think, okay, we need to revisit this because, you know, there's a lot of pause. At the end of the month, you can make two choices. You can either give up right now, or you can reflect, reset, and maybe think about how I need to do this differently to make it work. We're reading a book in our office right now. We always have our team members read a book every week, and I get little summaries on Monday morning before I come on the radio show, so it's always great because it's a motivation for me. This 6 weeks, we're actually reading a book by Brian Tracy. It's called Eat That Frog. Very appropriate for the beginning of the year. And what it's all about is it's just about getting things done that you want to be able to get done, making your life easier by simplifying it and being able to move forward. It's a great book. I recommend it to anybody. But the chapter this morning that everybody wrote on was so appropriate for this because it talks about, you know, we all see all these things out there and we just give up looking at it because it gets so overwhelming. Well, one of the girls in our office, I love this, she said, you know, when you go to brush your teeth in the morning, she said, you don't look at it as this huge challenge. But if you actually think about all the steps that you have to do to brush your teeth, you know, as far as putting the toothpaste on your toothbrush, getting the water started, right, making sure it's the right temperature, brushing your teeth, doing the circles everywhere they need to be done, and inside, outside, and everything else that needs to go on, getting the water in your mouth and rinsing it out. And she goes through all these steps, right? That's a lot of steps.
Right.
But do we think about it that way?
No, we just do it.
Why do we just do it?
Because it's habit.
It's habit. And why is it habit?
Because we do it every day.
We've done it every day, and we've learned it one step at a time.
Hey, do you find when you read these reports that one person gets this out of the chapter and somebody else might get something totally different, but they're both right.
That is exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what it's all, always about. You know, I'm a big believer, and I'm going to get this quote all messed up, but the fact that, you know, people can't be taught until they're ready to be taught. You know, no matter how good the teacher is, no matter what you bring in front of them. And so we're all at different places in our lives where some of our experiences, and you're exactly right. Every time that they write something, it's always slightly different.
Sort of like the Bible. You read the same verse over and over and you get something different out of it.
That is exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, and that's the big thing about today. And we've talked about a lot this month. I went back and I kind of wrote down what we went over. We started with the big, hairy, audacious, what should I be saving, right? We went after the big guns first, right? We talked about health. We have ViaScan on our show,
right?
Which, by the way, is still on the table as an offer. Make sure you take advantage. Our listeners get $200 off being able to go get your full body scan, check all your organs. And remember, they could check up to 0.5 millimeters of plaque or cancer or anything and be able to see it. And all you have to do is hold your breath for, what was it, 30 seconds? Yeah. So definitely take advantage of that. You can give us a call. We'll give you the information at 254-629-3863. Or you can email us at lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. So we did that. And then last week, we kind of, it was such a great note to end our little series on of longevity, right? Something we all want to be able to talk about is how we're living longer. And man, I went to a conference last week. It scared the living tar out of me, and I'm in my 30s. Okay, so we had all kinds of things go on about, you know, these statistics and how much longer people are living. And get this, did you know that someone develops Alzheimer's every 67 seconds?
Wow.
Yeah. Every 67 seconds. It's estimated by 2050, it'll be every 33 seconds.
Man.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is scary.
That is scary.
It's very scary. And we always say, it won't happen to me, or, you know, never.
Or my family.
Or my family or whatever. Well, it's happening all around us. You know, I watch. It's nuts. And if it's not that, it's dementia. It's just, it's one or the other because we're living longer.
Right.
So anyway, you take all of this in and you think, okay, well, where do I begin? How do I get rid of this? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, is really drilling down to what's most important in 2017 and figuring out how to tackle it one bite at a time.
Okay, we'll be back with more Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY.
And welcome back into Life Planning 101 on KTX KWBY.
Right, and it is life planning this morning, isn't it? And it's in its essence, as we're talking about, you know, did you set a New Year's resolution? Did you give up on it? Did you get negative about it? Did you forget about it? And rekindling that resolution, or a resolution, and maybe that's a better way to put it. Like I mentioned before the break, you know, I was reading this great article out of Fast Start magazine, and one of the things it said was, maybe now is the time to really get real about your resolutions, is, you know, pick the one that's most important and focus on that rather than trying to bite off more than you can chew.
Right. Don't do the shotgun approach. Throw a whole bunch.
That's exactly right. You know, and it actually went down. It had a great deal. It had talked about like 25 different resolutions and gave you ideas around how to accomplish those. But one of the things that it said in there, and I don't have the article in front of me, but you remember Facebook owner, founder, he set a resolution last year, and it was to run 365 miles in 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what he did was he made that goal public to everybody. He surrounded himself with influencers on his little blog, you know, to make sure that he's getting it done. And the most important thing was that he didn't try to run 365 miles right up front. He did it one day at a time. When you break it down, it's only a 10-minute run a day.
Right.
Think about that.
For some people, 10.
Yeah, right. Right. But 1 mile a day, 365 miles. He actually accomplished it by July.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So, you know, sometimes we look at such a big goal, and we don't know how to break it down into those bite-sized pieces. And I think that's what's most important, is that you're able to do that. And to me, the most important bite-sized piece is figuring out your why of that goal. Okay, so many times we set these goals and they're just a goal. I just want to lose weight. I just want to quit smoking. Well, why do you want to do those things?
And how?
And how, right? But why is that important to you? Because you have to have an emotion behind that goal, otherwise you're never going to succeed, ever. What, something will get in the way. You know, if you think about it, and you were talking earlier about, you know, we reread stories in the Bible all the time, you know, and here's one of the things that, that God always talks to us about is the fact that if we don't have Him to revert back to, then we will get lost, right?
Right.
And that's exactly the same way with your goals. You have to have your why, your reasoning behind something to be able to pursue through tough times when you get pressured and influenced to eat that chocolate cake and you know you shouldn't do it, right?
So, you feel really bad after you get done.
That is exactly right. But, you know, it's an emotional goal, and you have to make it emotional. And to me, that's step one, because without that, your goals are meaningless. They don't have any meaning behind
them. And if you eat that chocolate cake and you feel really bad, don't just throw in the towel and say, well, I ate the chocolate cake,
that's
let's go for it.
Right.
Because next time you'll think before you eat the chocolate cake.
That's exactly right. I had a coach one time helping me with some dieting and stuff, and she said, so how did you feel after you ate that? And talking about some, I don't know, chicken fried steak or something like that. And I said, well, I was really full. She said, did you feel kind of miserable? I said, yes. She said, how long did that last? All night. She's like, well, why do you want to feel that way? That's like, good point. You know,
yeah.
We don't sit there and reflect on it. We just do it. And then it ends up happening. So, you know, to me, that number one step is being able to say, why? Why is this important to you? You know, there was a question that I read one time, and I've used this several times throughout the show, is, you know, how do you want to be remembered when you're gone? And I bet you it's not that you want to be self-centered or heartless or callous, ungrateful. That's not probably how you want to be remembered, right?
No.
And you would like to be remembered probably as thoughtful or kind or giving or thankful. Those are more likely your goals, I would assume.
I hope.
I would hope. If not, maybe this is the wrong show for you. But if you deeply considered that question, and you wrote that down. In fact, I had a coach one time had me write my obituary, a life coach. All right. I know that sounds crazy, but it was really good to do that. Because if I wanted, what did I want someone to say about me? Think about that.
Did he have somebody else read it then? Is that accurate?
That's right. Ooh, that would even be tough for Terry. Yes. But, you know, when I started writing out and it made me reflect on really, ooh, I need to work on that. If that's something that's really important to me, that's something I need to work on. And if you start thinking in that way, it'll influence every facet of your life. It be your resolutions, it be your job, it be your family, it be your friends, it be just conversations you have in the grocery store or on the street when you meet somebody. You know, one of the things that I've always said that I want to be remembered is that I always was able to be nice to everybody, thank everybody, be grateful, and be friendly.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we get so busy in life, it's easy just to walk by somebody with my head down. But if I stop, look up, thank them, grateful, speak to them, you know, those are the little things in life. It's just one little step at a time, but it's so important. But it wouldn't be that important to me if I hadn't wrote that stuff down to begin with, that's the type of person that I wanted to be remembered as, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think it's really important for everybody to really consider that, question, you know, how do you treat people on a day-to-day basis? You know, and what about your loved ones? Here's the biggest thing of all of it. After you're gone, or you're no longer able to care for yourself, remember that stat we gave before the show about Alzheimer's? You know, after you're gone or you're no longer able to care for yourself, what do you want for them? What's important to them? Right?
Right.
We are a planning firm. And this is what we do. And this is probably one of my favorite things to help people do is you know, build out a plan and get there. And you don't get there overnight. My dad always has a saying that as far as you've walked in to the forest, you've got to walk out. You didn't get in the mess overnight, you're not going to get out of it overnight. But one step at a time, we're going to help you be able to get there. And sometimes we forget that. We just try to jump in and we miss the first few steps and we stumble and then we think, gosh, I can't do this, and we jump right back out, right? Well, why do we do that? Because really, if our resolutions or our goals are about things that are deeply important to us, shouldn't it be worth taking the extra time to do it appropriately?
Absolutely.
It should, but we don't. We live in a society of get it done now. I want everything done today.
Get her done.
Yep, I want to lose 10 pounds by tomorrow. Isn't that possible, right?
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification, but it's not real. So here we are at the end of the month. Let's make this real. What is a realistic expectation if we're sitting here at the end of February for your resolution? When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these things that we need to go in depth on to be able to get there.
Life Planning continues right here on KTX KWBY. Back for the final segment of Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Angela Kennedy Robinson, let's wrap this thing up.
All right. Well, you were just talking about being a carrot dangler. That's what your motivation is.
Yes.
Which is great. You know, I think that's wonderful. Myself, I was saying, you know, I beat myself up before I get back up. And I think everybody has to be real with themselves. I think we have to just look in the mirror and say, hey, this is who we are, know who we are, so we know how to get past it, right? Or we know how to get to something. Either one. What is your motivation? Maybe, you know, Terry, if we tell you to lose 10 pounds, we're going to hang a big piece of chocolate cake out there for you at the end of the month, right? So if that works. But, you know, I think it's about getting real at this point. And, you know, because we are talking about life planning and we're talking about these different things that we went through this month, you know, what should I be saving? Your longevity analysis, your health, all these different things. And we talked to the question we asked before the end of the last break was, how do you want to be remembered when you're gone? So if it's not that callous, heartless, self-centered individual, you know, have you taken the time to take care of things the way they need to be taken care of? In other words, have you set up everything so you have good Christmases and Thanksgivings after you're gone? Healthy, harmonious family relations that aren't fighting over money or fighting over situations that had to do with end of life, right?
Right.
Is that important to you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So have you done it? What about life insurance? Do you have enough of it? Disability, long-term care. You may say, well, it never happened to me, but what if it does? And trust me, it will happen to you when it comes to life insurance. You will die. It is an inevitable piece of life. But it's important to think about those things. Saddest story, and it brought it back to my mind. Actually, two sad stories last week brought back to my mind. I was working with clients that have been clients for a long time, one of which is a widow of a gentleman that's in our industry that didn't have any life insurance, and she is living off of about a tenth of what she was when he was living because of his earning power. And she lives in a house that was inherited, and it was very special to their family, and she is going to be in a position that she's forced to sell this home. You know, and do you think he ever wanted any of this for her?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, he just never took the time to make sure things were set up appropriately, which is unfortunate. We have another lady that she's actually struggling every month to pay her bills when, before her husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they were set up for a beautiful retirement. Mm-hmm. And they spent about $500,000 of their money giving him care.
Wow.
You know, and we don't think about those things being real, but they're real. And what do you need to be doing to taking care of those things?
Right.
Because it's just not, it's not worth it, is it? Is it worth the stress on your family? It's not about you in this situation. It's about someone else. And who's going to help your spouse make those big decisions after you're gone? Like buying a car, selling real estate, settling your estate. Who are they going to confide in when it comes to money?
You hope that they have children.
Yes. But what if they can't get along?
What if they can't get along?
That's right.
Or family I know very, very close and very dear, that their only child was killed in a car wreck early in life, and now she's left by herself.
That's right. That's right. So do they
have no clue what they had?
Yep. So do they have someone trusted that they can confide in? You know, that's one thing that we always claim our fame to, is that, you know, we've helped little widows buy air conditioners and buy cars and actually even pick out what they're going to do for their next ceiling fan. I mean, it gets down to the nitty gritty, but I think it's really important that someone have someone like that in their life that they're able to be able to confide in. So, you know, maybe your New Year's resolution needs to adjust a little bit and focus on the priorities. And maybe it is your weight. You know, because what could that mean for your family? Could it put them in one of these situations over time?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, it's really important to be able to think about what's that why, right? We mentioned that before, that motivation. What's that heartfelt emotion behind your goals? Because it's selfless, if you put it in that sense, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not about you. And, you know, I always say about this, about life insurance in general, is you don't buy life insurance because you love yourself, right? You buy life insurance because you love someone else. In fact, Brett said, you know, we should send out Valentine's cards as a drip postcard that says, how much do you love your spouse? Do you have enough life insurance? You know, but there's so much, even though that's funny, yes, but there is so much truth on that, you know, and I've never met a couple that doesn't love each other more after 50 years than they did on their wedding day. I guarantee you that.
Guaranteed.
And we work with a lot of them. You know,
yes.
So that's really important for you to be able to think about. And, you know, think about, you know, the resolutions to you. So, you know, at this point, we're here, we are at the end of the month. Go back and revisit those resolutions. And maybe it's just picking one of them. Get real with what can you actually accomplish, setting up your why, and setting up that one piece of motivation at a time. Whether it's a carrot at the end of the week that you're able to get, or whether it's, you know, just taking each step like Mark did, and he did 365 miles by July and got it accomplished all earlier, right? Remember, you can't walk in to the forest and just jump right back out. You got to walk back out. And that's the way it works. It's just life, right?
Just life.
It's just life. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at KFS Life Planning and answer our weekly poll. Have you already given up on some of your New Year's resolutions? Yes or no? We want to know. Very important. And make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, Life Planning at Kennedy-Financial.com. We've got some great things in there. You can take advantage of the promotions that we have right now with ViaScan and also the longevity analysis. Remember, we're doing that for a full month. So make sure you take advantage and see if your plan has covered you for longevity. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. God bless and have a great week.
Tune in again next week. Another great episode of Life Planning 101 on tap.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates. Associates Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.